You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and commentator Archie McDonald has a confession to make on air among all the listeners, especially those in Nacogdoches. He's owning up to not being entirely faithful to his beloved Nacogdoches economy.
A little over a year ago, Bruce Partain, who directs our town's Chamber of Commerce, asked me to narrate the voiceover for a television public service announcement on the Shop NAC First program, an encouragement to our folks to find needed items in Nacogdoches rather than taking their business and their dollars elsewhere, at least first. Shop NAC First is sponsored by the Chamber, Nacogdoches Economic Development Corporation, and other entities, and its point is a good one. If our merchants and service providers fail to attract sufficient support, they will close, and then we must go elsewhere for everything. So I agreed to provide the voice for the PSA, and videographer Terry Thompson Wade came by to record my message. Bruce wisely recruited the beautiful Katie Harris as the shopper for the piece, who visited various stores and several area television stations sent our message along on the breeze, and the cable and such. Then, one Saturday not long ago, we traveled southward to meet my brother for lunch. On the way home, we passed through a city with a Sam's outlet and stopped to see if they had an item we had not been able to find in our town. Okay, so I also picked up a few other items because of the good price. As we checked out, the shopper departing just ahead of us turned to me and with a smirk said mockingly, "Shop NAC First." Busted. I blurted something as face-saving as I could muster in my mortified state and slunk to our car with our contraband purchases. The experience wasn't exactly as bad as the fate of a couple of governors caught off the reservation by their spouses last year, but let's agree that it did involve embarrassment. The voice of Shop NAC First caught in the act of shopping, not just out of town, but in Lufkin, ranked right up there with mother finding me with cigarettes, or the time high school principal D.L. Heiberger caught me in the hall when I should have been in class. So far, I haven't been asked to resign from the Rotary Club, but I dodge around corners to avoid Bruce, and so I've decided to confess the whole thing and get rid of the guilt. The next day, Peggy Greer told me that her niece really enjoyed my TV spot. That made me feel partially whole again, so from now on, I'll shop only at home, unless I'm in Paris or Rome.
Commentator Archie McDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison at the university. His commentaries air each Friday at 7:35. You can hear a sampling of his archived commentaries on our website at redriverradio.org. Just click on the program guide at the top of the page. The local programming you hear on Red River Radio is made possible in part by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. It's coming up on 20 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on your public radio station, Red River Radio.